Lesson 5.
Word list.
Necklace.
Charming. Beautiful. Attractive.
Clerk.
Distinction.
Petty.
Refinements.
Ugly. Beautiful. Good looking.
Curtain.
Jewel.
Envy.
Seek.
Triumphant.
Triumph.
Air.
Print.
Madame.
Request. Ask.
Company.
Monsieur.
Madam.
Fling.
Murmur.
Darling.
Occasion.
Stammer.
Utterly.
Violent. Forceful. Wild.
Presently.
Frank.
Some.
All.
Restless.
Nevertheless.
Stone.
Magnificent. Splendid. Excellent.
Convince.
Humiliating.
Stupid.
Utter.
Diamond.
Tremble.
Fasten.
Mirror.
Embrace.
Treasure.
Deserted.
Cab.
Text.
The necklace. Guy de Maupassant. She was one of those pretty and charming girls who, as if by a mistake of destiny, were born in a family of clerks. She had no hopes, no means of being understood, loved, and married by a man of wealth and distinction. And so she let herself be married to a petty clerk in the Ministry of Education. She suffered endlessly, feeling herself born for all the refinements and luxuries of life. She suffered from the poverty of her home as she looked at the shabby walls, the worn chair, the ugly curtains. She had no dresses, no jewels, nothing. And she loved nothing else. How she longed to please, to be envied and sought after. One evening, her husband came home with a triumphant air, holding in his hand a large envelope. "There," said he, "I have something for you." She quickly tore open the paper and drew out a printed card. "The Minister of Education and Madame Georges Rompano request the pleasure of the company of Monsieur and Madame Loisel at the Ministry of Education on Monday evening, January the 18th. Instead of being delighted, as her husband had hoped, she flung the invitation across the table, murmuring, "What do you want me to do with this?" "Why, darling, I thought you'd be pleased. You never go out, and this is a great occasion. You'll see all the really big people there. What do you expect me to put on my back when I go?" she said impatiently. He had not thought of that. He stammered, "Why, the dress you go to the theatre in. It seems all right to me." He stopped, utterly at a loss, when he saw that his wife was beginning to cry. "What is the matter? What's wrong?" he asked. By a violent effort she overcame her feelings and replied in a calm voice as she wiped her wet cheeks. "Nothing. Only I have no dress, and so I cannot go to this ball. Give your invitation to some friend whose wife has better clothes than I." He was greatly troubled. Presently he said, "Let me see, Mathilde, how much would a suitable dress cost, something simple?" She thought for a few moments, and answered hesitatingly, "I cannot tell exactly, but I think I could get one for about 400 francs." He turned a little pale, for he had been saving just that sum to buy a gun and treat himself to a little hunting trip the following summer. Nevertheless, he said, "Well, I think I can give you 400 francs, but try to get a pretty dress." The day of the ball drew near, and Madame Loisel seemed sad, restless, anxious. Her dress was ready, however. Her husband said to her one evening, "What is the matter? Come now, you've been looking queer these last 3 days." And she replied, "I feel miserable because I haven't got any jewels, not a single stone to wear. I shall look like a beggar. I would almost rather not go to the party." "Wear flowers," her husband replied. "For 10 francs, you can get 2 or 3 magnificent roses." She was not convinced. "No, there is nothing more humiliating than to look poor among a gathering of rich ladies." But her husband exclaimed, "How stupid you are! Go and find your friend Madame Forestier, and ask her to lend you some jewels. You know her well enough for that." She uttered a cry of joy. "Of course, I had not thought of that." The next day she went to her friend's house and told her of her difficulty. Madame Forestier brought out a large box, opened it, and said to Madame Loisel, "Choose, my dear." All at once she discovered a splendid diamond necklace, and her hands trembled as she took it. She fastened it round her neck, and she stood lost in happiness as she looked at herself in the mirror. "Could you lend me this? Just this?" "Why, yes, certainly." She flung herself on her friend, embraced her, and went away with the treasure. The day of the ball arrived. Madame Loisel was a great success. She was the prettiest woman present. All the men noticed her, asked her name, and desired to be introduced to her. She danced madly, forgetting all in the triumph of her beauty. She left about 4 o'clock in the morning. Her husband had been dozing since midnight in a deserted little room. They found a cab, which soon brought them to their door. Sadly, they climbed the stairs. For her, it was all over. As for him, he was thinking he must be at the office at 10.